You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flatarity Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 109. Today is March 4th, 2024. Today's guest is my friend Janet. Hola.
Hello.
Hola,
hi.
Janet.
Hi.
I've known this young lady since she was in diapers. And at one point, she babysat my kids when they were in diapers.
Yeah.
That was a minute. She is also, I had Chris on the podcast at one point. I have multiple Chris on the podcast. I got to specify, the therapist. How's he doing? Have you heard from him?
You know what? I haven't actually. I haven't heard from him in a while. This is the first Thanksgiving I had without him.
Yeah. I see his post every once in a while. I believe a couple of days ago, Lydia asked me about him and I was like, he's posting, so he's liking my post, so he's alive.
So he's here.
He's somewhere here. I mean, I think the last time I heard he was going to Korea.
No, he's working. So he ended that, and then I believe he's working as a correctional officer. Not in a correctional officer, but like in a prison, the therapist
prison,
basically.
Is he back in Texas?
In Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
No, he's in Arkansas.
Okay, because when we went to visit my grandma back in 2021, he was in the area. He was staying somewhere nearby, so he drove to come see us real quick. Yeah, so that was pretty cool, Chris. But like I was saying, I've met this young lady when she was an infant herself. Lydia's her older sister, one of her older sisters. And it's funny when you said that you were gonna, when you said you finally decided to come on, I thought about the which one of your sisters was a paratera. They sold ice creams in the ice cream truck.
Pati. That's funny.
So
Pati the paletera.
Pati back in the day would drive through the – we used to live back in those Mira Loma apartments in Oxnard. And she would sell ice cream in the area. And I don't know why I decided to always give her a hard time. I don't know why. And so one day I think we were going to celebrate maybe your first birthday or something. We went to your mom's house. And she was there. I was like, Lydia, why is that lady here? She was like, oh, that's my sister. I was like, oh, fuck. oh, you, come here, kid. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. I don't know why I always gave her a hard time. But, like I said, it's been a minute. How have you been?
Good.
Good?
I've been good, just kind of getting through everything, taking care of my mom, and trying to balance life and my mom.
I haven't seen your mom in years. How's she doing?
Oh, man. Poor thing. Her dementia is, like, really, really bad. Like, one day to another, she went into – have you ever seen 51st Dates? With
Yes.
Yes, okay. You remember Tom?
When he 10-second Tom?
Yeah, there you go. I always say 2-minute for some reason. 10-second Tom. There you go. That's my mom.
Really?
Literally my mom.
No
literally,
shit.
She'll be like, yeah, it's sad because she'll be like, her glasses broke, and that's like my best example. They broke, so I had to, you know, hold them, and she's used to have them in her neck.
Yeah.
And she's like, Janet, me son te ojos? And I'm like, Mom, I have them right here. We're taking them to go get new ones. Okay. Janet, me son te ojos? Mom, they're right here. Janet, me son te ojos? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and it gets annoying, and sometimes I'm like, and then I'm like, she doesn't know any better, like, poor thing, you know, she's
right.
So lost, and I see her frustration, and because she talks about, like, I just want to die already, and I'm like, shit, like, if I were you, I'd probably want the same thing, because, like, dang, like, it's frustrating to forget things every couple seconds.
And are you the only one keeping an eye on her?
Yep.
Wow.
Basically.
Well, kudos to you. Kudos to you, because, I mean, everybody else, I mean, she had, isn't that like six of you guys?
Six kids.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, six kids, and I'm the only one there. They all
and you're the baby, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think about my baby, and I'm like, jeez, puppy, just, you know what? I'm going to put it on my paper. Just kill me at this age. I
Damn.
Don't want him to go through that. Like, I don't want him to go through that because I'm like, it's messed up. Like, I started taking care of her 14 years old because she got cancer, remember?
Yeah.
And so I stopped going to school. I gave up school to take care of her. I ended up getting kicked out of Pacifica to Frontier, and it wasn't because of bad behavior. It was because of my credits.
Right.
And that was because of my mom. I had to work. I was taking the bus to Ventura to sell LA Times at the time.
Right.
The newspaper. And I was taking care of her. Nobody stepped in to come and, like, make me a sopa. Nobody stepped in to do anything. I had to learn how to give her the white blood cell shots. I was 15 learning how to give shots. Like, wow. What the heck?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's cool, you know, whatever. Like, their answer at that age, and I remember, like, completely exactly what they said. My brother said, I just had my kids. I am starting my life. Let me live my life. And I was like, here I am, 15. Like,
okay. I'm a kid myself.
You know? Yeah, like, I didn't even know what the heck life was. But I'm like, all right, you know, he just had kids. Like, okay. So I took care of my mom. I did what I had to do. Bati was pregnant. She couldn't, you know, help. Everybody was living their life. Whatever. I did what I had to do.
Right.
Come around 21 years old, I get pregnant of Ryan, and she has her heart surgery, the major heart surgery where she got cut completely open.
Right.
And again, everybody went their own ways because they all had their lives. They all were too busy. And I'm like, hello, you know, I'm 7 months pregnant, like, with my first kid, like,
right.
What about me, you know, what about my life? So there I go giving up, you know, I didn't give up being a mom, but I was trying to go back to school at that time, gave it up again.
Right, you know, right.
Focused on taking care of her, focused on taking care of my kids, and still till the day, it's like, dang, 12 years later, because Ryan's already 12 years old, and todavía, like, are you still living your life? Like, ain't you retired already? Like, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, dang,
if I'm correct, and if I'm the math is correct, I mean, the kids that he was having when you were 15 should be adults by now. So
they got kids now. They have their own kids.
Wow.
And so that's why I'm like, hello, like, when are you gonna step in? When are you gonna, you know?
Right.
When do I get to live my life? When do
right.
I, like, and I'm not being selfish or being rude, you know, but it's like, dang, I gave up school at 14. I gave up, you know, school again at 21. I became, you know, the Big Lots manager and had to give that up because that's when she started showing symptoms.
Yeah.
Now I'm working, like, at my, you know, my career job. And again, I had to go on leave because I'm trying to figure out, like, como la cuido.
And you've been a busy person because you've been trying to come on the podcast for a minute now.
Yeah, and it's just been like ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And it's always, I feel bad, but it's always her.
Yeah, no, like, right now the boys are like, Dad, the boys are like, are we going to watch Shazam too? And I'm like, I mean.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Is it? Okay, don't spoil it. And I'm like, yeah, we can watch it. And then I go pick them up from their confirmation class. And I'm like, hey, I want to record a podcast at 6 o'clock. And they're like, really, Dad? And I'm like, you guys can watch it without me. And they're like, fuck, whatever. And the wife's the one that told him, no, we're going to watch it with Dad. But he chose to do his podcast over us. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah,
that's
fucking
me.
Little dicks.
That's so me.
And so, but no, I mean, yeah, no, I know. Like I said, I've known you for almost your whole life. And yeah, you, the last few times that I saw you in person, yeah, you had, you were either with your mom or on your way to your mom's or that, yeah, that's a lot of responsibility right there. And so wait, where is she? Is she staying with you or she has her own place or?
No. So right now I'm in the process of trying. I don't even know what to do. I'm not going to lie. I'm just lost. And I've reached out and I've asked all of them to help for help. And I kid you not, like, they're stupid, but whatever. Now they're going to know. I've screenshotted their replies. I get a laugh out loud, laughing my ass off. I'm busy right now. I'm sleeping. Call you later. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm asking for help. She's leaving the stove on. You know, she needs to, you know, I need to get her into a home.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to go into a home. So then I need to figure out, so then who's going to take the responsibility to take her in? Like, I'm giving you the option to say, hey, I'm going to do it. Okay, cool. Do it, you know, because obviously I can't do it right now. I'm in a one bedroom. ¿Dónde la meto?
Exactly.
But luckily, she lives like 2 minutes from me, which is like a good and a bad. She drives over here all freaking time. And luego me quedo yo con el pinche estrés because pinche lady se va a perder on the way back. Or
yeah.
Like when it was raining, her tires, she almost went straight into the house.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, fuck. Like, fucking lady, man.
So, she's obviously not that bad where they haven't taken her license away?
No, they did.
Oh.
She doesn't have a license.
So she shouldn't be driving.
Yeah. Yeah. So her doctor, I told her doctor, hey, like, is she supposed to be driving? And her doctor tells her. as long as you don't go too far. So I'm actually filing a complaint for negligence because I'm like, motherfucker, are you going to be responsible when she kills somebody or she's in jail or she kills herself? No, you're not. And I'm going to tell them, well, he told her not to go too far. You know, she crashed right there up the street.
Like, oh, no.
Not like being like dumb, but like for real. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's like, crazy.
No. So it's hard. It's so like, man, I'm like, they should prepare people for like Alzheimer's, dementia, take care of parents. Like, because it is hard. Like, holy cow, it's a whole nother kid.
You have your 3 kids and your mom to worry about.
Yeah. Four kids.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, four kids.
Yeah, wow. 4 kids. Thankfully, we got 3 because Ryan está con el grandpa, so grandpa's like hands on.
Oh, good, cool.
He calls me like if like, oh, he's sick or, you know, some like crazy emergency. There was like a school shooting or something and Ryan called me. So that's when I get the calls. It's like emergency. Yeah, I get the calls.
Oh.
But other than that, he's like good. He's on his own. And I'm like, oh, my poor baby. I miss him, but. It's a lot of help because I have my mom.
Right.
It's like, damn, like, I wish I could have my son. And that way, you know, somebody could help with my mom. Like, it should be that way. it shouldn't be the way it is, but it is what it is. There's my brothers and sisters, and they suck.
Yeah, I was...
And they just plain suck.
No, that does suck. I mean, I haven't spoken to Lydia in a minute, and you know, Lydia was like a mom to me, and I tried to have her come live with me and, you know, get her out of the situation that she claims she's not in, you know, but I told my phone the other day, you know, call my wife, I told her to call Leti Martinez, but the phone didn't understand it, and he called Lydia Martinez. And so she texted me, mijo, that you call me? And I, you know, played it off. Yeah, just kind of see how you're doing. And then I played it off. But I mean, I hope she's well and everything. But I just kind of like, I kind of just, in a way, kind of tapped out a little bit here, you know?
Yeah, same. They're going to know this now, too. I actually blocked them all. No, what's her name? Bati. I've always respected Bati. She's always been kind of the one that stayed on the street.
Yeah.
Compared to everybody, you know? Everybody either did drugs or are just stupid. And Bati hasn't, you know? She's kind of stayed straight.
Yeah.
And done her thing. Hector's on his own. He's a guy, whatever. So I've always respected her. And she came at me telling me that, it was before Thanksgiving. She was like, oh, I'm bringing mom over to my house. And, I'm going to take care of her. I don't need you to do anything anymore. And I'm like, wait. Like, we were having a perfectly fine conversation. And then she fired at me. And I was like, hold on. And I'm like, wait, because my mom told me she was going to visit.
Yeah.
Okay. But then Bati spilled the beans. And I go, what the fuck? So then it all came into my head. And I go, this motherfucker is trying to get my mom to visit. And then they're just going to play the part because se le olvida.
Yeah.
You know? Mañana te llevamos, ya nunca la van a traer. And I go, try to take my mama. Ain't nobody gonna take my mom. I took her my whole life. You're gonna go take my mama? Like, no way, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, no. So I told my mom, I go, look, mom, this is the deal. Like, estás en tus 5 sentidos, ¿qué quieres hacer?
Yeah.
No, yo no voy. And I said, write me a paper that you do not want to go, that you do not want to move anywhere, and that you want to come home. So she did. And I was like, as long as I get under 5 sentidos and I can get her to write it down, you know, we know what she wants. So if they try to say anything else, you know they're putting words in her head. Bati comes at me and tells me, you never took care of her. You've never done this. You've never done that. And I'm like, what? So that's when it just like, it pissed me off. And I told her off. And then I just sat there and I wanted a fucking... Fuck, I wanted the Janet and me wanted to put a fucking firework up all their asses and light them all up. But I was like,
my listeners that don't know, Janet is tiny, but she's a fucking firecracker.
Oh man, I wanted to be mean, but I was like, you know what? I recently started reading the Bible and it says, well, on a part that you have to give God something to work with. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna leave it in God's hands. So I just wrote to them all and I said, you know what? I'm tired of being treated like the baby, but expected to do the oldest's job.
Right.
And I was like, and it's gonna make me cry because I was like, you guys have treated me like a baby. Like when it comes to anything that's like, holy cow, important, like you guys just regard me and don't tell me anything.
Right.
But then when it comes to the responsibilities, you guys expect me to take care of my mom, to make sure her bills are paid, to make sure she's going to her doctor's appointment, to make sure everything is done. And I was like, and I'm done. I said, I'm tired of that. Until you guys can be on the same level and treat me like the doll and give me the respect that I deserve, I don't want to speak to none of you.
Right.
And I said, so with that said, I said, you guys have a happy holidays, because it was Christmas. I mean, Thanksgiving, like I said. So I said, happy holidays and happy new year. And I said, have yourself a good life. And I blocked everybody. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
I can't do it no more. Like, it's fucked up because they treat me, they continuously treat me like I'm the fucking baby. Like, they wanted, like, especially Patty, like, she wants to, like, I'll kick your ass and da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, make sure you take mom to the doctor's appointment. Bitch, get your shit straight.
Yeah.
Like, am I, like, you're going to fuck me up? Or are you going to want me to take the, you know, the lady to the doctor's appointment? Because you're treating me two different ways.
How old are we now to be fucking people up?
Yeah, like, why are you even talking like that? Like, yeah, we're past that. People, like, yeah, it's like, no, you know, so I was like, no. So once I put my foot down, though, it was a good thing because Jackie put her foot down. And Jackie finally stood up for herself. And she actually reached out to me through her daughters. And because she finally understood, like, we've been the pendejos this whole time, stupid. Like, we're the only ones that take care of my mom. Like, she comes in and out, you know. She does her time and then she leaves. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's always been me and Jackie,
another,
you know?
Another bumping into your family. Sorry to change this conversation real quick. But I would always see Jackie in junior high. We had the same class. I think we're in the same year. I think we're born the same year. And one day I go again to your mom's house, you know, and she's there. And I'm like, you know, like, ooh.
You're like, huh?
No, I had a crush on your sister. and I was like, oh, what is she doing here? And yeah, dude.
That's funny.
I guess that's what happens when you guys lived in the projects, right?
We were all scattered from different dads.
How was it growing up in the project? My brother and I were talking about growing up in Colonia, but you lived in the projects in Colonia.
Oh, man. I miss it. I'm not going to lie. I go back and I'm like, fucking assholes knocked down my whole ass neighborhood. Like, dang, I can't even. All I could go back and show is like, that's the dirt I was built on.
Right?
That's so fucked up, for real. But
yeah, the last time.
It was cool.
The last time I drove by there, they had demolished the entire thing. And
everything.
They're just going to rebuild them, right?
Yeah, and they did. And they're super cute and super nice. But it's just. It's fucked up. That's where I grew up. Like, that's fucked up. Like, I have nowhere to, like, show, like, especially the stroller way, like, to show the kids, like.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I used to play marbles, you know. Like, we used to, like, roll up and down them hills. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, because you guys right there, you guys had the entrance right to the park where they played soccer, right?
Yeah, we had that whole, because we were on Dolores, so then you would, as soon as, especially my door, once you open the door, you see straight to Parque del Sol.
Yeah.
And then the stadium that's now like, they have the metal gates around it.
Yeah.
The other one, remember they used to have a third one, it was Parque del Sol, the stadium, and then there was a little third one.
Another one,
It's gone.
Really?
It's houses. I was like, that's so weird. I was like, it's like the escuelita and then there's houses. Like, I was so used to the escuelita and like the soccer field.
Well, I used to, when we lived in the apartments across the street on what is that, Rose and Camino del Sol. Remember, that used to be a big old empty lot back in the day.
Oh, yeah, where Carl's Jr.
Yes. Yeah. And when we were kids, my brothers and the neighbors, we would get our shovels and we would go across this, into that dirt field, and we would make like our own dirt ramps. And
to bike.
Yeah, and we would ride our bikes and do jumps and tricks, and we thought we were BMXing, whatever you call that shit. And now it is a brand new Cars Jr. 4-way market. That guy expanded so many fucking stores.
I know he did. Yeah, he did.
4-way market, and then I think I saw it was just a Cars Jr. in the 4-way market. Or more
no,
houses,
there's a
right?
Church también, like behind Carl's Jr., there's a little church that does like diaper giveaways on
Oh,
Mondays.
okay.
It's pretty cool because they like provide things for their little, community,
Yeah.
which is cool, but
Well,
it's just they took everything.
when we lived on those apartments, I would cross the street, I would cross Rose Avenue onto Parque del Sol, and I would walk that little path that passed by the park, the soccer field, and I would walk all the way to Chavez Elementary. I was in the sixth grade, and I would walk through
Oh, wow.
that whole little walk path, and it's not the safest walk path.
No. And then remember, I was telling my husband the other day, I go, remember when, he doesn't know Oxnard, when the new house is okay, so it's like Guadalupe Church, and then they have those little, like, I don't know, those cute little new houses
Those
in front of
little
Frank.
condos,
In front,
yeah.
those
Oh,
new
those house. Oh,
houses in front of Frank.
yeah.
When they weren't even
All
there,
that
and it
was
was like a
Strawberry Fields,
field.
yeah.
Yeah, and I go, damn, that sucks. I go, I remember when I used to walk. I go to my
Yeah.
first year of freaking Pacifica. I go, I had to cross that whole shit to
Yeah.
get to school, and I was like, it was horrible. And I was like, and then they opened that. No, I'm lying. The ones in front of Frank were already there, but the ones on the side of Frank was still field.
Yeah.
So we had to go around the freak. It was so stupid. Like we couldn't go across, and
You
they're like,
couldn't
yeah,
cr so we I remember I
no.
remember I remember when we lived in Cologne, I think I on those apartments on Rose and Camino, we used to walk to Walmart, and there was no sidewalk. We would walk on the
No,
edge of the fields.
I know. I passed out going, it was so freaking hot. I passed out on those damn fields. Jackie was all pissed, dragging me through the damn fields. I knew it was fields.
Yeah, no, that I think I drove the boys. We drove to Oxnard one day because I'm obviously, I'm not in Oxnard anymore. And we drove, and I told the wife, you know what? I don't think I've ever taken the boys through Colonia. And they were like, what the fuck is this?
When they say Colonia,
Yeah,
that's how
right?
my son says it.
Yeah.
My son's not Colonia, and I go, shut up, Colonia, okay? Stay right.
It's a trip because I had one of my accounts. The customer just bought it, and they own the liquor store on Gonzales and Ventura Road, Chicago's Liquor.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, "Ooh, that's where everybody gets shot at." Yeah.
For real.
Yep.
No, for real. I just went the other day. That's funny because I just went there the other day, and I don't know where I was going, and I was like, "Oh, they have food. Let me go check it out." Man, I go, "Shit, I'd be scared. I'm gonna get shot by the owner. Motherfucker looks scary as fuck." I didn't even want to go in. I was like, "I don't know." So I was like, "Oh, I just wanted to see if you sell so and so," and he ended up selling it. So I'm like, "Fuck, I have to stay." But he's scary. He's
Yeah.
really scary. Do you have you met him? Have you gone to see him? Oh man,
No,
'cause
no,
he's
no, no.
scary looking.
Yeah,
Y ni
no.
te habla. He just like you walk by him. You feel like you're in a prison, like those movies. I was like, oh, I don't like him. I was like, he's scary, like really scary.
No, yeah, no,
But
freaking
yeah.
those area that area, yeah, no, they demolished that whole area. And then I think at one point back in like right before my wife and I got to like we moved in together, she had to give up her condo where she was living at, and I guess her uncle re-rented to somebody else to make more money off of it because they're not gonna overcharge the niece, you know.
Yeah.
So she ended up renting a room with Lydia's friend Alicia. I think it's Alicia.
Oh,
In
yeah.
so like what is it like on Second Street, like on the opposite side of the projects. And
Yeah.
then she rented the room for the month and never slept there. She's like,
She was so
yeah.
scared.
She was like, I don't know about this area. I'm like, ah, fuck it, come stay with me then. And then
Yeah.
she pretty much rented the room for storage for a month, and that's it.
Yeah, Alicia's so nice. I like
Yeah,
Alicia.
no, she was cool. I'm like, hey, is this not working out? Nothing against you guys or nothing. It's just the area. She goes, no, we get it. So she pretty much paid for a month of storage and then came to
Yeah,
live with
it's
me.
weird because I grew up there, but like as far as like me moving back, like I wouldn't move back. And I feel that I look back and I'm not talking like shit about anybody. Like, how do you say it? I don't even know how to say it, but I'm gonna just be blunt. Like, I think that a person that grew up in the projects needs to, even Colonia, just in general, Colonia needs to get out to know that there's better and that they don't need to be stuck in that place. And I don't say it in a mean way, But it's just like I see, like, you know, a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends who still live in the projects.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends whose family still lives in Colonia, and to them, they still have that. They carry the same attitude. You know, they still do the same shit. Like, they still, like, I don't know. It's just like they just don't. No crecen from,
they don't
from
grow
all
up.
That.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then I see others who, I know people who are gang affiliated and they're gang members, you know, and I'm not going to say any names, but they've had families and they've moved out of Colonia and they have their own home outside of Colonia, you know? And these people have a whole different, like, the way they speak, the way they carry themselves, their families, their children, their wives, like everything. Like they got businesses and stuff like that. And I trip out because I feel like I said, it goes back to, I feel like they need to get out of there to know that there's better. Because, I mean, these are, they can't say, oh, it's from Colonia and you're dissing people from Colonia. No, because these are people who are gang members.
Yeah.
Who are doing so much better and who carry themselves in a whole different perspective, being out of the neighborhood versus the people who just, they can't get out.
Yeah.
And because they can't get out, it's like, unfortunately, we have mañas just growing up in the projects.
And
we do. We have mañas. And you see it when you come around across other people who grew up there. You're like, the fuck? Like,
yeah.
You do that too? Yeah. Like, that must be a project thing.
Yeah,
like,
no.
It's weird, but it is. It is like that.
Yeah, no, I always said, I said a while back, I feel like the older we get, the more better in life we should be getting. So,
exactly.
If we're still, you know, acting like we're 20, but we're 40 and still acting like then 20, you know, nah.
It's not even that. It's like I was just looking at it the other day and I was tripping out because it's like, like, I have a friend who, mom has been on housing since I was little, since you were little.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure your mom, my mom knows her mom, you know? And now, excuse me, now that her mom is getting older, like, the housing is moving on into her name, and so she's staying in that same house.
Okay.
You know, and she's raising her kids in that same house, in that same neighborhood, in the same way. Like, and she's not even trying to get out of there. She's not trying to better herself. She's basically repeat. Like, I dead ass see her repeating her mom's story all over again on welfare, right. On food stamps. You know, no haciendo nada, nomás ahí sentada como pinche vaga.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. When I see that, I'm like, fuck. Like, they don't kill the cycle, and it's like eventually you got to kill the cycle because guess what? Now your kid's seeing that. Now your kid's gonna do the same shit. And then it's just going to continue and continue and continue. And I hate to be rude, but there are people in the projects. There's always those one, two moms that are like, bitch, you live off welfare? Like,
the projects and welfare, the projects and welfare wasn't meant for it to be a life thing. It's just to help you get on your feet. But people milk the fucking system.
And that's what I mean. That girl right there is like the dead ass example, and I'm like, shit. Yeah. And then there's other people that I know whose parents do still live in the projects. They don't.
Yeah.
They own their house.
See, I remember. They, you know. I remember when we used to get the food stamps in the mail.
And, in a paper form.
And yeah, like these little booklets, like little And then I think like the $1 bill was like a brown color. The $5 bill is like a green color, and then. And then I remember the day that my mom had to go to this little office over there by the grocery store on Saviors and Channel Islands. There's a little, like a little,
oh yeah,
like a little bank, a little cashing plate where she had to get her actual debit card now, the EBT card. And so then I think then at first she would have to walk over there and they would refresh the card or some shit like that. And then they changed it to automatically just adding it to your thing. So when I was unemployed for 2.5 years, I did, I refused. I did not want, because my mom was in the food stamp system all my life, that I didn't want that. And they're like, dude, my buddy's like, dude, go at least go get food stamps, man. You're running out of unemployment. They would give it to you. I didn't want it. Up until my unemployment ran out, then I said, fuck it, let's go get them. And I went and got them. The moment they told me at a job, you're going to start on this day, I called them and told them to fuck off. And they were like, no, we got to see how your paychecks were. It's like, I'm telling you to give them to people that need them more than I do. And you want to keep me on them? Like, does that make sense? I'm telling you, I don't want them anymore, but you want me to still hold on to them. I get a call like maybe 2 years later. Mr. Martinez, did you know there's like $4 in your account still? They've been sitting there forever. I'm like, really? Give them to someone else who needs them more than I do. I told you guys I started working, and by then I was already working where I'm at now. Like, I probably burned the card years ago.
You're like, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Yeah.
But what that's how they are. That, yeah. And there's people who are like that and just live off of that shit, and it's sad. It is sad because you see it, and I'm like, I don't think they've ever stepped out of Colonia to know that there's better for them.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't move back. I personally... Fuck that shit. I had my kids not forcefully, but I enrolled them too late and they had to go to Rose Avenue. And I was like, fuck. Oh. Shit, I got to give my kids up. I felt like those movies when you're like, you got to roll over on the corner. You got to stop real quick and be like thug your shit out real quick.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to thug my kids out. Like, ain't no way they're going to get punked. And Ryan... At first, see, como que, like, they try to punk him.
Yeah.
These kids went to Bard. Like, they don't know nothing. They're all innocent, going to school, military kids and stuff.
Yeah, right?
Like, I don't know anything. And at first, like, see, como que, they tried to punk him, but he stood up for himself. And since he's all handsome, he caught friends quick. Andrea, it was, like, a little bit tougher. The teachers were kind of mean to her, and I was like, whatever. But eventually, they blend in, but I did have to, like, check Ryan, like, about one, two times, because he came home, and he's, doy for la colonia, chiques.
Oh, hells no.
What did you say? And I go, you want me to pull over and show you what it is? And he was like, what happened, Mom? I was like, you don't say that.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, no. I go, you're going to that school, but you're getting the fuck out as soon as I can take you.
Yeah. So, what?
Like, no, but it's crazy. They're different. The school, the kids. Yeah.
What town are you on now then?
Right now I'm in Wainimi. I was in Southside for like a long time. They've been in Southside their whole lives.
Yeah.
Their whole lives. They've never been on that side. We've been in Southside or Wainimi and that's it. Basically the only sides we stay. But as far as like staying near like gang affiliated areas, I try to stay away from all that.
Yeah. Like,
for them, because I don't want them growing around that. I don't want them knowing that they don't need to be. And I'm so proud because Ryan, like, he tells me, he goes, you mean the wannabe cholos? Like, that's what he tells me. So I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, he has the mentality. Like, he's not about that. He's into gaming and that's his thing. And I'm like, I'd rather you be in your games. Like, I'll support that 100 as long as you're not out there.
Yeah, no, the with the boys, they're nowhere near close to even knowing what a cholo was. Like, they, you know, we've been out here for 7 years now. So, you know, even where we lived at, they went to Kamala Elementary, you know, muy chingon. And then, and then after that, we came out here, obviously. But, and you see the photos, they're into band and track and.
Yeah, that's good though.
So nowhere near close to that. I mean, and that's what my brother was saying last time we were on the podcast. He was on the podcast. Was like, we grew up in Colonia, and not once did we decide to hang out with those kind of crews or, you know, a crew like that or individuals or stuff like that. So, sometimes when people say, "Hey man, I got shot at or whatever," I'm like, "Hey man, we all pick our profession. You happen to pick that one."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
No, and it's sad. It really is. I agree with, because I'm like, it's on who you hang out with. And it, sometimes they're like, oh, but, you know, you can't judge them or blah, blah, blah. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel bad, but it's like, I'm just not about that no more.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just not about that lifestyle no more. And I've grown up in it. I'm just not going to put myself in that situation. Period.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go live yours and I'll live mine. And that's that.
Exactly. So what's up with the other ones? How old are the other ones? The little ones?
Andrea's actually going to be 8 this Wednesday. I thought it was Friday. So I haven't even gotten her gift. I feel so bad. I was like, wait, this Wednesday? Hold on. Isa just turned 2 on the 24th. And Seth is, how old is Seth? 10 months.
Oh, okay. It's a brand new baby.
Yeah, brand new. Well, both the little ones, they're like back to back
Okay.
babies. Yeah, 2 and 10 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that they're gonna grow up. They're gonna grow up right next to each other, just like the boys.
Yeah, that was the goal. I was
Oh,
like, I
okay.
want them back to back just to get it done and over with. And I was like, I've seen so many grow up back to back like that, and it's cute. And I was like, I like that because it's cute. They grow up to be each other's best friends.
Yeah, not when they're in high school, though. Pains in the ass.
I know, ahorita esos pinches cabrones. They're so little, but it's funny because you'll see them like, Isa takes the
Yeah.
baby's things. Isa's the older one, and he'll take the baby's things. And Seth will just look at him like,
I'm gonna grow up one day to kick your
motherfucker.
ass. Colonia chicas,
Yeah.
fucker.
Oh, man. So then Seth has, I mean, Isa has long hair, really long hair.
Yeah.
And he'll go and he'll chill on the baby's walker. So like you know his hair is like kind of leaning there, and
Yeah.
Seth grabs him by the hair, boom, and
Oh,
I'll
shit.
and then he'll just look at me like, haha, mom, he got it.
Damn.
And I'm like, I just look at his dad like, you know what, he had it coming. He kind of warned him earlier.
Right.
But they, yeah, it's crazy because you see them just like go at it, and I'm like, pinche cabrón is so little, but oh man, it's gonna be fun.
No,
That's
well,
all I
yeah,
can say.
well, you hardly post anything on Facebook, right? Because I didn't even know you had a fourth baby.
No, I don't really like to post. I don't know. I just don't like to post them. I was judged a lot with the fourth one because they were like, "You just had a baby and you're having
Yeah.
another one." And I'm like,
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't
you
even
said
know.
who's having a baby?
Yeah, well,
Me,
yeah.
not you.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, no, I didn't tell nobody. I think Chris was like the only one who knew, and that was only because he came for Thanksgiving. And
Oh, okay.
so I didn't have. I was like, Yeah, I can't hide it no more. I'm pregnant. He's like, yeah, obviously. I was just like,
Freaking
yeah.
kid.
I was like, fuck. So he knew, and then I didn't tell anybody till like, I think it was like 7 months. But I don't really post him. I don't really
Yeah,
do
no, I
much. I
have
just,
I like I said, I didn't even know. I didn't even know.
yeah. Yeah,
I
keep them a secret.
No, yeah, no. And some you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, sometimes like even my one of my brother-in-laws, they'll post a picture, and if the baby's in the photo, they'll emoji the face or something like that, or you
Yeah,
know.
I've seen that.
So
I've
people
seen that
do,
a
I mean,
lot.
people do that a lot. I mean, it's just like they're saying that nowadays the internet's just fucking scary. Like with me, with even the
Yeah.
boys are freaking 15 and 16, going on 17. I only post it on the story because then, 24 hours later, it's gone. You know,
Yeah.
and
Oh,
it,
that's true, huh?
or rarely. I mean, I'll post something on my post, and then like every month I'll go on my Instagram and I'm like, okay, cleanup time, and I'll just delete old photos or stuff that doesn't make sense or. Okay, well, they're at the snow in this photo, they're in the snow in this photo, let me delete this one and stuff like that. So I always clean it up. I always clean it up, but
Yeah, it is scary though, 'cause there's just weirdos.
yeah. It's this it's a crazy times, crazy world. But qué más, qué más? How's I think I saw Jackie's oldest had a baby.
Oh
I
yeah,
saw that
her
and
baby's so smart. He's so cute, and
Yeah.
he sign languages.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's only one and he signs. It's so cute. I'm like, es el cabrón, like todo. He tells you everything. He's hungry. I
That's
want
cool.
more milk.
That's
No,
cool.
I'm like, little sucker pie. He's so cute.
No, that's real cool. Yeah, no, I think that same baby, the same my brother-in-law's baby, she does like more and
Yeah, that's what he
yeah, it's
does.
a trip. So I'm like, good for her. Good for
Yeah,
her.
it's good. I think it's the whole Miss Rachel. She encourages it a lot.
Oh, I
I'm like,
think.
that's good though, because I mean, some babies are autistic, some babies can't talk,
Yeah.
and they're learning something else.
Yeah, no, freaking. My mother-in-law asked me if I had like if I can put like a fire stick or something on her TV in her room because she watches the same baby. And I have a Fire TV here that I don't use. So I'll just take it over there. And she only wanted it for Miss Isma or something like that. Shout out
Oh,
to
that's
Miss.
probably another
Shout out
one.
to Miss Isma, whoever that is. And same thing, was teaching her Spanish and stuff. So I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, that baby's gonna knows more Spanish than the boys, and she's only one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
So.
what's. I'm like, dang, these like kids are like, they're learning a lot, and there's a lot of them. I just saw Miss Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Monica yesterday, and I was like, look look at them. Like, everybody's all of a sudden coming up, all these misses and Mr. Why do we need a Mr. Vasalid, Mr. Something watch?
Right?
That's all we need.
We used to have Steve from Blue's Clues. That's what we had.
Shoot. No, you know what I remember? What was her name? Oh, yes, se me olvidó. She used to come out with a star, though. And she had two chongos with a pink shirt and then three freckles, really dark freckles.
La Chilindrina?
No, I know. She did look like the pinche Chilindrina, but, oh, man. Miss Nina?
I think it was Miss Nina.
I want to say the boys probably watched her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Miss Nina. And yeah, that's what we had. And like, hey, they all did Miss Nina. And
right.
She was so cool. She had like these crazy shorts and stuff with her big ass shirt. Yeah, she was cool. But I forgot her name. Now I want to go find her. I think it was Miss Nina.
Well, I don't have I don't have anybody here today, so we can't Google anything. So. But
it's fine.
I know. The reason why you've been wanting to come on the podcast is because you did have some dark times, and you wanted to kind of share your story, and one of them, you know, I know you wanted to talk about domestic violence, and I grew up around that shit. You know, I grew up around domestic violence. I myself am not perfect. I myself ended up hitting the mother of my kids. And I mean, I can only say from my point of view, but what I did was obviously hit somebody, but you know, you were the victim. So mm-hmm. you want to touch on that?
¿Qué pasó? Yeah.
You're driving or you're in the car, sitting down? You're in the car, right?
Yeah, I'm just sitting in the car. No, I'm just looking behind me because there's the people coming in and out of the drive-thru,
oh, okay.
Driveway, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So I'm just eyeing them out. But yeah, no, it was scary. It was, a lot of people don't understand domestic violence and they say, oh, but she goes back or he goes back. And I'm like, dang, like I look at it and I'm like, I was with this guy for like 10 years, like, 10 years, it was going back, and it was the same shit, you know, back and forth, like, he would hit me, or, and it started off small, just like they say, like, it's the same
thing, yeah,
exactly like they say, and everybody says the same thing, like, why didn't you leave, but, from what I've learned now, like, being, and I still call myself a victim, because I'm not over it, I forgot what they say, there's, like, not emotional, there's trauma bond, I think it is, and that's what leads a person to go back to the person that causes them trauma, like,
right.
And it's unfortunate, but it can be with anybody, like, there's people who have a trauma bond with their parents,
yeah,
there's people who have trauma bond with, you know, their tios and tias, their grandparents, like,
right.
It's not just, you know, your partners or whatever, but
And in some of the like domestic violence cases, it's not even something like, it's just a guy comes in a bad mood or he's pissed off or the woman nowadays, women hit too now. What do you call it? Like my first time that I did anything was to the mother of my kids. You know, she was gone. I was supposed to go to work and she was gone for the night. And like, what the fuck? Where the fuck's this broad at and shit? And then she comes home and she's finally home and I trying to get her to be honest with me and I can't get it out of her. So I fucking slap her. But I never really like beat her down like some other guys do or women do. Like I slap. There was the one time that I slapped her and then the second time I clotheslined her. She was fucking again. She cheated on me again for like the fifth time, and I just lost my shit and I fucking, and it wasn't even about like because she cheated on me. She was like, I'm gonna take, you know, she didn't want me. She was gonna go and hang out with her lover, and I didn't want her taking Layla with her. I didn't want her taking my daughter with her. And she said, that's my fucking kid, and I lost my shit. And I just fucking, like, gave her one of the clotheslines. I wasn't going to get my ass kicked in jail. But the guy's like, did you beat her up? I'm like, nah, I just clotheslined her. You know, it's like in wrestling. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I was about to beat your ass, but fuck, man, because that's all you did. He goes, sometimes they fucking deserve it too. I'm like, ay cabrón. No, that wasn't expecting that one. I wasn't expecting that
I
one.
I heard that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, pues qué pasó? How did you beat it? What's going on? I mean, how did you finally enough?
In his case, I guess you could say it was just. It just became. I don't even know. So we finally parted when he caused me to lose my kids. So that was 2017.
It got that bad you lost your kids?
Yeah, so 2017 when Andrea was about to be one. She was born 2016, so February 2017, she was barely going to be one. You don't remember the exact day, but we were driving down the Pacific Highway. And he lost his shit. I don't even know why. Like, I can't even remember why. But he lost his shit. We had both kids, Ryan and Andrea, in the back seat. And he's just going off. And he was like, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to this. I'm going to that. And then he was opening the door trying to throw me out. And he was driving. And he's trying to throw me out. And I'm like pulling the door like. No, you know, and then I gave Ryan my phone through the side, but I already had 911 dialed, so he just had to push the green button, which he knew how to push the green button.
Yeah.
And he called, and all I hear is, it's a golden car, his name's Austin Rodriguez, and he's gonna kill my mommy.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh my God, good job. I was like, damn, kid, like, he said everything, like, he was like this, with his little manita, like, reaching, you know?
Yeah.
So, because Austin was trying to grab him, and then he drove. He hit me like crazy. He just kept like swinging at me and I couldn't move. I mean, I'm in the driver in the passenger seat. He drove to Bubbles Laundry on Channel Islands, I think it is. And he got off to go to the trunk. I don't know what the hell he wanted to get.
Is that the one by the 99 cent store?
No. That one's it's over the bridge. Is it Channel Islands?
It sounds so familiar, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know which one. There's like, it's weird. It's this new one. There's a 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay.
7-Eleven by it. But he pulled over. He went to go grab something from the trunk. I fucking jumped from the passenger to the driver's side, locked them bitches so fast and backed out. Whether I hit him or not, I don't fucking know. But yeah. I was gone. And my eyes were so swollen because he had two black eyes. I drove to the McDonald's that was over the bridge. And I thought I seen him. So when I drove, I stopped, I called the police. They told me to stay there. I thought I seen him.
Yeah.
And I tried to leave and I took the fucking mailbox.
Oh shit.
They don't have it no more.
Damn.
Yeah, they don't have it no more. I took the fucking mailbox on the sidewalk. I broke my axles and I'm like, fuck. Like, that's just how my eyes were swollen shut, you know,
from yeah.
my black eyes. And the cops ended up coming that night, and then like 2-3 days later they came over with CPS and they took my kids. And I was like, wait, what, why? And they're like, because you were in a domestic violence case and they're in danger. And I'm like, then fucking arrest him, you know?
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything. And I went to his work. I gave it time. They didn't do shit. And I was like, all right, like 4 or 5 days later I went to his work and I told him, like, I lured him on, I brought you lunch, you know, I want you to come home. I did this whole like big old scene. When he got there, I fucked his shit up so fucking bad to where I made him hit me, and I already had 911 on phone.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm here and here, and he's gonna hit me. Watch.
Damn.
So I set him up. I'm not gonna lie, I set him up, but I was like,
you busted out. You busted a Jennifer Lopez, and enough.
I was like, I'm done. Yeah, I was like, I'm done. Like, you say you can't find him. Bitch, I found him. He's right here. Like, hello. So I was like, uh-uh. So I got him. I finally got him arrested. And it took long. But I fought tooth and nail for my kids. And I did get them back. But that's when I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm done with you. I'm not going to continue doing this. You made me lose my kids. Like, this is enough. Like, yeah. That's it. So that's when we ended up moving. I moved completely. As soon as I got them, I moved from the last location he knew. He had no idea where I was at.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to stay low-key, hidden in this little shit. It was the worst shit hole I've ever lived in. But I was like, I don't care. And I manifested and I manifested, and I was like, I'm gonna get those apartments. I'm gonna get those apartments. I'm gonna live there. Like, that's it. I'm gonna live there. Sure enough, within a year, I got the call and I was in the apartments. So I didn't tell him anything for, so that was 2017. And then 2019, I don't know what the hell happened. I must have hit my head or something. And there I go calling him again. And so then I looked for him. I think I looked for him. I don't even know. And so we found each other again, and here we are together again. And he ends up, you know, obviously knowing where I am, and he just never fucking left. And that's when, like, it was like, they say you open a can of worms. I opened the door to the fucking devil. Like, I opened the door to the fucking devil. He just never left, and it was just a shit show. He made my house his house. He was there whether I wanted him to be there or not. He was taking my car keys. He would hide my car keys. He would take my car. And I couldn't go to work. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't do anything because he would take my car. He would take my SIM out of my phone. Like, he would do so much shit to where it was just like, fuck. Like, and he knew that I wasn't going to call the cops because of the fact that he had previously gotten the kids taken.
Yeah.
So that fear, you know, was there. And so he would he would just keep taunting. It was like he was taunting me and taunting me and taunting me for years. And then, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was me. I ended up getting pregnant 2019. And I had a miscarriage. And I just blamed him. I was like, it's all the abuse you're putting me through. It's everything you're putting me through. Like, you know, I lost my baby. And it was twins. And I blamed him for everything. So then that's when, like, I became the abuser. And everything he was doing to me, I started doing to him. And I started beating his ass. Like, when I say I was beating his ass, I'll admit that I nearly killed him one time. I got the broom and I put it in his throat so fucking hard. I lifted him. And I'm short, but I lifted his ass.
Yeah.
And I was like, you put your fucking hands on me one more time, I'm gonna fucking kill you. And he had to go to the hospital, and he has the papers where they said that whatever is in your throat was cracked.
The Adam's apple?
Some shit. I don't know, but they were like, had anything, like, had it broke, like, I pushed any harder, it would have killed him. And I was like, oh, fuck, I almost did kill the motherfucker. Like, but it was just, it got to the point that I was so tired of it. I was like, I'm just going to react like you do, you know? And then it just became like, fuck, we were just boxing day in, day out. It wasn't even like an abuse, like he's abusing me. It was like, we were going at it. Like, you swing, I'm going to swing at you. You come, I'm going to come at you. Like, I'm done. Like, you brought the fucking bitch out of me, and you want to come, like, feeling froggy, let's jump, motherfucker. Like, don't worry, yeah. You know? I was like, let's do this. Like, So then, that's when I was like, I can't do this. Like, I need to stop, you know, like, it needs to stop. Like, that's enough. Enough is enough. So I finally told him, like, you need to go. I changed locks. I did everything. And he just wouldn't. No quería, no quería, no quería. I'm homeless. I don't have nowhere to go. I'm cold. I'm this. I'm that. And I was like, I don't care. Like, you need to go. Like, it was too much already. Like, it was constant. He started, like, I don't know what he was using, but he was trying to break into my door. So there were shavings all over my lock where he was shaving the door.
Because
he was trying to, yeah, he was trying to break in. And I was like, oh, you know what? Actually, what made it enough is I got sick and I went to the doctor, to the hospital, because I was really, really sick. And whatever they gave me made me react to where I was like itching, like really crazy. And yeah. They told me that there was like, some shit, they basically assumed that guy was high off of something, and I was like, what? He got high. His nose looked like he was, like, snowboarding all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck? He prepared all my foods. He prepared all my drinks. He insisted on, you know, being the one that cooks and everything. And when I went to the hospital and I seen that, I was like, is this motherfucker putting shit in my food to where, like, it's making me sleep? Like, it was the miscarriage, actually. That's when they said that there was blah, blah in my blood. And I'm like, wait, what? Shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't, like, do none of that. Like, and that's when everything started coming to light. when I was sick with going through the whole recovery, he started taking my meds, and then I noticed that he was switching my meds, and I was so loaded, and I'm like, this fucker. So then that's when I was like, you know what, I gotta get him out. I let him help me through recovery, and I was like, you gotta go. He didn't like the whole, you gotta go. We just lost a baby. I don't care. I lost a baby. You just were part of it. Like, I lost the babies, though. Like, no. So he started going psycho. He started taking my keys. My keys were going missing. My car would, I would wake up, and even though he didn't have the way to get into the house, somehow he was in the house. Like, how did he get in, you know? So it was like, what the heck? So I had to get my doors, my lock switch. I had to switch the locks to my car. He took the battery out of my car. I don't know how. Then I had a lattice gate I put around my patio.
Yeah.
He literally, I don't know how or why, he would go and he would either screw it shut to where I couldn't open the damn door, or he would take my whole ass door off and go throw it under the dumpsters in the apartments, because obviously he had nowhere to put it. So
he
would throw it. I find it funny because I would always go get it back and screw it back on. And I was like, fucking idiot. Like, you're stupid, you know? But it was like shit like that. Like, he would lock my windows. Like, it was, oh man, like breaking my windows. Like, when I say that, man put me through abuse. It was like he put me through abuse. And I think, I don't remember, I think it was that last time, November, he got locked up, and some girl, Laura, messages me, and I'm like, who the fuck are you? And then she tells me that she's his ex, and that she's sorry for breaking my windows, and wants to know how she can repay me for all the times that she broke my windows, because she's in the process of repent or some shit like that. And I'm like, what windows? What are you talking about, you know?
Yeah.
So then she tells me that back in 2017, when he got the kids taken away and he went to jail for the domestic violence case, he was sending her to break my windows on my Nissan Sentra. And I have all the pictures. It was 6 months straight.
Of your window being broken.
Every fucking goddamn other day. It was my front window, it was my back window, it was my side window, it was Andrea's window, it was Ryan's window, it was like back and forth and back. Put it like this, me and the dude, the window dude, we're like really good friends. Like, if you need a window, you can tell him I sent you and he'll give you a discount. Like, it's sad, but like, and she admitted to me, and I'm like, wait, he sent you? And she was like, yeah, he sent me from jail and told me that I had to do this and this and this and this. And that's when I was like, you know,
wait, was she also afraid of him? Because you said that was his ex, right?
That was his ex, and she was also afraid of him.
Damn.
And I was like, you know what? I was like, this is like this is it. I was like, Jana, you can't go back no more. You can't keep doing this shit no more. Like, and this is now 2019, and I was like, I can't keep fucking doing this. Like, this guy got me done fucked up. Like, this is too much, you know? This is too much. And so there I go like a fucking idiot again. And I think it was January 2020. He calls me that he's stuck in Santa Barbara and he needs a ride. So I go get him and he totals my car on the way back.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, if I know any better, like, this is God's way of telling me, you're an idiot. This is what you get. Like,
yeah.
And I know it. And I know, but I was like, geez, so I was trying to work my way to get out, you know, for a long time, but it was just hard because here I have the kids and then I have him, and it was just like, how do I get out? Like, this is hard. Like, I have nowhere to go. He knows exactly where I live. He just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming. But we didn't have a car, so I was like, maybe he just won't fuck with me because we don't have a car, you know? And then, but I was like, whatever. So then, because we didn't have a car, so this is January. By Drea's birthday, March, like a month later, he disappears. I'm just not important no more, you know, because I don't have a car no more.
Right.
And I'm like, cool. So we're doing good. Like, everything's cool. We're good. Everything's good and gravy. Like, so I'm like, I'm car shopping where everything's good. We're amazing. You know, everything's cool. Come December, I think it was December 2020, I was hanging out in the patio, and I have the lattice fence because I made it to where it could block me, because I'm on the first floor and we don't have no gate. And
yeah,
there's like homeless and shit that walk around, and I was like, I have it blocked so people don't see me. And it's funny because people literally will not you can't see in, but you have perfect view watching them out. But they don't even notice you're sitting right there. Like, I'd be sitting there smoking, and they can't even see me, you know? So I'm chilling right there, and I just hear the tire. And that shit traumatizes me. I hear the tires roll up. It's like, of the tires. And I'm like, oh, shit. By the time I looked up, he's already coming at me, like, full force. And he just grabs me, like, pulls me up and then throws me back down. And I'm like, with my bong in my hand, like, I busted a George Lopez. I'm not going to lie. I was holding on to my bong trying to save that bitch. I couldn't think. It just happened too fast. And I'm just saving that hoe. Like, oh, God. Now I look back and I'm like, why didn't you fucking throw the bong in his head, you idiot? Like, but I was so stuck. And he picked me up.
So you haven't seen him in almost a year. And that's what he comes to do.
I know.
What the fuck?
We haven't even seen each other. We haven't heard from each other. Like, nada. Like, and I was like, what the hell? Like, he knew that I had gotten a new car. He knew, like, all of that. So I was like, maybe he's pissed. Like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck is going on? Every time he came around, I was calling the cops. There was Officer Gray. Oh, my God. He was amazing. He literally would fucking camp out of our parking in the apartment to try to catch him.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you're not going to be a victim. Like, I'm going to make sure I save you. And he would try to catch him. He couldn't fucking catch him. And that day, he snuck up on my ass. And I felt safe because, like I said, Officer Gray was there. So, yo, muy chingona, I'm safe.
Yeah, right.
Get beat you safe. But he beat my ass. He picked me up from the bench, threw me against the bench. I couldn't even fight at this point. I was so stuck. And then he threw me through the lattice fence that I had. And I have pictures. It's like a big-ass lattice fence. And then there's like a little gate attached. My whole lattice pushed through because he tried to throw me through it. But I can't break it, you know?
Yeah.
Too small. But it pushed. It pushed through. And then he picked me up from there. And I'm trying to run, trying to get to the door. But I have Andrea inside and asleep. Luckily, she was the only one there. But I'm like, fuck. Like, I need to get to the baby, you know? And he threw me to the... As I'm running to my screen door, he slammed my face on the screen door. And my nose broke.
Oh, my God.
And then... he smashed my fingers on the door. He kept slamming my fingers. And when we finally got inside, I was, like, stuck between, like, book it to the door and leave, or book it to the room and grab Andrea. But then I was like, he's going to fucking beat me, and he's going to beat me in front of the baby, and now she's going to get hurt, you know?
Yeah.
So then I'm thinking, grab a knife and kill the bitch. So when I went to go try to grab the knife, he grabbed me, and I had my couch kind of, like, it was weird, like, I had it set up to kind of separate what was the kitchen and what was the living room. So the back of the couch was just like, you walk by it, you know?
Yeah.
And he grabbed me and he threw me against the couch, the back of the couch, like 3-4 times. Like, it was an intentional trying to break my back. And that's where I felt that one snap and I was like, fuck. Like, I can't even run at this point. I can't do nothing. Like, he hit, like, he got me good. Like, he got me into where it hurt. And so I went back, and I was trying to, like, I need to sit. You know, my back is, like, fucking crunching at this point. Like, holy shit. And he put me on the bed, and he choked me out. And that's when I just completely passed out. And then when I wake up, he was, like, I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he was, like, on top of me. And I just fucking pushed him so fucking fast. It was like everything adrenaline in me like kicked in. And I just pushed him off so fast. I booked it through the front door. I don't even know how I did it. But I booked it through the front door where I was able to grab the keys. Because you know how you... I don't know about you, but I have a key holder right by my door.
Yeah.
I fucking grabbed them shit so fast and flew out the door. And I happened to grab the right key. And the car was a touch key. The touch car or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't even need... to push nothing, like, Lamazia again, I slipped in and locked, and vamonos, I was out that motherfucker. When I got out, I called 911, and, I called 911, and I told them, like, my abuser's here, I've been calling you guys, they already knew, and they showed up quick, and one of the neighbors, because I was like, they were like, get out of there, and I'm like, my kids, they're due. So I saw one of my neighbors, and I till this day I say she's an angel because I never found her. I never found her again, never seen the kid again. But this little girl, like probably like 16, 15, 16, showed up out of nowhere. And she was like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yes," like panicking, you know. And she's like, "I heard everything, you know, but I didn't make it down on time." And I'm thinking in my head, out of all these motherfuckers, only this kid came down to make sure I was okay. Like, they all heard me. They all seen me get my ass beat. And only she came down. Like, okay, but she went in to the house, to the room, made sure I grabbed Andrea, walked me out to the car. I even offered her, "Can I, you know, give you a ride to wherever, you know, your apartment is?" She was like, "No, it's okay, I'll walk." Never seen her again. Wow. Ever again. And I'm like, I go, "Matt," I go, "whoever that girl was," I go, "she was my angel." I go, "She came to make sure that I got my daughter and I had my daughter with me, you know, protected with me." But then that's when I was like, I'm not, like, this is it. This is it. Because he hurt me with intentions to, he wanted to kill me. Like, and I know he wanted to kill me, and he didn't, you know, he didn't succeed, which is good, but I know, or at least I feel that he still has it out to get me whenever he can get me, or if he ever gets with another girl, he's gonna do the same shit again.
So is he locked up right now, or what's the status?
He actually just got released.
Oh, fuck. 7th. You're joking.
I know. But it's because, and I tell everybody, nobody believes me. His mom was murdered back in 1995. She had one of the most horrific murders of Port Wayne, Amy. There's actually a documentary about her. I think it's like The Neighbor Next Door or something. But there's like a whole documentary about it. Her name's Norma Rodriguez. She was murdered by her coworker. He duct taped her entire face, and they didn't find her for 3 days. After they found her, Austin had been chilling with her for those entire 3 days.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so a lot of people say, oh, you know, está loco because, you know, su mamá and whatever he went through with his mom. But it's like, you would think that because of the fact that his mom was choked and, you know, whatever, you know, killed that way, like, he wouldn't do that. But that's the one thing, the abuse leads to.
I just Googled it, and it said, I Googled her name, her name, and then Port Wayne Amy, and then it said, "This was the too bizarre for words. Mom found killed with head wrapped in duct tape." Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'm not going to read it right now, but this was back in June 1st, 1993. Port Wayne Police Department received a shocking call of a man who said his ex-wife had been murdered. Mm-hmm. She was 32 years old. And then, holy shit, I mean,
it was crazy. So because of that,
and then the boys were 4 and 11, so I'm assuming he was the 11-year-old? The 4-year-old?
No, he was 4. He stayed with his mom for 3 days. So what he tells me, because he told me, you know, parts and stuff, was that he hid, that she told him to hide, and he hid. I believe that she did everything in her power as a mother to make sure that the focus stayed on her.
Right.
To save him. Which makes sense. You know? It makes sense. But they, and everybody says, you know, está loco because of that, and blah, blah, blah. But I think that Port Wayne Amy Police has a huge leniency on him because, oh my God, you know, he's the little boy whose mom was murdered and he was with his mom for so many days. And I get it. But it's like, shit, like, you look at his history and he's never done time. His brother murdered somebody.
Oh, shit.
He fucking put a key to the guy's throat and murdered him. And he got 5 years for murder. So it goes to tell you, Port Wayne Amy. It goes to tell you they have leniency on him. This time he was supposed to do 5 years. Austin was sentenced 5 years for the domestic violence, and he went in August and he was out by February. He did like 6 months, if anything. And I'm like, it's all leniency. It's all them that are just slapping, like, "De hello, it's okay."
They're slapping him on the wrist.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Both of them. And I'm like, it's fucked up, but. So, and I actually just had a call, and I told my husband, like, "I'm gonna write that shit down." I got a call because my husband and I had a case. It was more like how you said, like, He shouldn't be putting hands on me, period. But he was just mad. We were just arguing, and he grabbed me by my hair, and he was like, fuck, you pissed me off. And I called the cops. I was like, fuck you, motherfucker, I'm putting your ass in jail. Because, but it's, it wasn't like that, my attitude. It was, I got scared. I genuinely got scared.
Well, yeah, like, you have a fucking trigger.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, shit, you know, and after he got locked up and everything, he, same thing, like you said, he, they were about to beat his ass, so they asked him what happened, and he told them what happened, and they were like, oh, she kind of deserved it, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, she was kind of, and I admitted to him, I go, it was kind of, you know, I kind of, it's me. It's me, and it's what I struggle with. But when the DA called me, she tripped me out because she goes, I just wanted to tell you your case was rejected. And I'm like, all right, cool, you know, whatever. I was going to ask to drop it anyways. But she goes, your case was rejected because you have different versions of your story. No fucking shit. His story is not going to be hers.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm like, okay, that makes no sense. And then she goes, there is no adult witness. No shit, it's a domestic situation. It's going to be between the two people. There's usually right. not a fucking third or fourth person. And then she said, not enough to prove the case. Why? Because there's different versions and because no adult witness was there? That's stupid. And then she said, and ethically, she cannot pursue the case because she would only make herself look foolish. And I give a fuck why. Like, try, bitch, try for me, you know? And then she was like, there wasn't enough bruising on your body, so it's just going to get rejected anyway.
There wasn't enough bruising in your body.
Mm-hmm. And I told my husband, I go, in my case, you know, I'm happy it was rejected because I was going to ask for it anyway. It was just a foolish thing between you and I, you know?
Yeah.
And I go, but it's sad because how many other people are going through actual domestic violence cases?
You have, you have a severe fucking trigger. And if the moment someone raises their voice, I guarantee you fucking jump. Or what's the other word? PTSD?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time. Big yeah. time. And
it sucks, though, because, like, he tells me, he goes, I feel like I'm walking on stones with you. And he is, and I tell him, you are, and I'm sorry, you know, and I'm like, damn, like, 3-4 years you've been with me, like, props to you, because he's been dealing with somebody that's broken.
Yeah.
Trying to repair me, and he gets angry, you know, and he wants to, like, and he can't because he knows it's a trigger to me, so he tries to, like, learn how to talk to me, which betters our relationship. But that day, like I said, it was a day that he was just like, I can't fucking take this shit.
Yeah.
And so he yelled, you know, he said things, and I said things, and it was just like back and forth, like, and then things just escalated, basically. Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. Yeah.
But it is crazy, though. I was tripping out, though, when the DA called me, because I was like, it's fucked up, you know? Like, how many other cases are there out there where these women are actually, like, in genuine, yeah. you know? Like, it could have been real. Like, it was real. Like, he did pull my hair, you know? But of course, between he and I, we know exactly what happened. We were able to talk about it. We jumped onto parenting classes. We jumped onto anger management. We did what we had to do because we recognized, you know, our wrongs. But not everybody recognizes those things.
Right.
I recognize those things because I am a victim of domestic violence, because I do know and I see, like, where we're going. And I'm like, hey, you know, we need to stop and we need to do things different, or I'm going to leave, because that's just how I am now. Like, I'm not going to put up with nobody's shit. I'm going to go, and I'm going to go. And but then, like I said, I look at it and I'm like, how many other victims are there that genuinely, you know, they are being hurt and they are in these situations, and this is the shit that they're looking at and thinking of it like, oh, who cares? Or like my husband goes, he's all, did you know that the cop told me that he could tell you're lying? And I go, are you serious? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I could tell she's lying, but I have to do my job anyway.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm sorry, bro. And yeah. I go, are you fucking kidding me? And I go, so he's, like, basically, like, supporting you, you know, like, which is cool, you know, they need support too, but at the same time, it's like, you're making us look like a joke.
The very first time the cops were called, it was me, it was because I had walked out of the house, and she was blocking the door, so it was my shoulders kind of, you know, bumping into hers, kind of like one of those, what do you call those, chest checks, what do you call them, and shoulder check. And it was just me trying to get out. I didn't shove her. It was just me kind of getting out and kind of shoulder checked her for a second. Bless you. Bless you. No worries. Bless
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, they're only seven.
No worries. And so I heard that, you know, one of the neighbors, she called the police. So instead of me going to work and getting arrested at work, I freaking sat on the sidewalk in the alley. And then the cops came over and they're like, hey, man, nothing happened. But sadly, thanks to OJ Simpson, I have to arrest you. I'm like, fuck. Because of OJ Simpson, I have to arrest you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. So I sat in jail for 5 days because you don't go to court until 3 days after. You get arrested, 3 business days. So Saturday and Sunday didn't fucking count.
Oh, no wonder they were going to do that to, yeah, they were going to do that to Isaac too. And I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, nothing, I mean, not to brag or nothing, but it sounds like what happened to you and I was a fucking saint because, damn, this guy put you through hell and back.
Yeah, yeah, and he did. And, like, every time it was like he was O-R'd, he was O-R'd, he was O-R'd.
It's bullshit. And that's
they
bullshit.
Just would let him come home. And I think, like, I look back at it because I still go through it and I still try to, like, why? Like, what were you thinking? And I think sometimes I look back and I'm like, maybe, like, my dumb ass kept taking him back because they would release him like it was okay.
Yeah.
You know? And it made me think, like, it's okay, you know? They didn't take it serious. Well, why should I take it serious?
When I was so, when I started the podcast, when we started talking about this, I did say that I grew up watching this and, you know, I always saw my mom getting her ass whooped and she would always stay. So it's like when I slapped my baby's mom, it's like, you know, cause that's what they did to my mom and she always stayed. You know what I mean? And this girl's about to fucking go and hang out with some other guy and I don't want her to leave and fucking slap her. And, I think it wasn't until like 17, I was 17 years old when I fucking started just stepping up to these guys and wasn't allowing it anymore. I wasn't allowing them to fucking, to lay hands on her anymore. And we say back like the whole bullshit that I'm not trying to say it, but I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to say it. Did she deserve it? Now that I know how my mom was, I'm like, fuck, she knew how she can fucking push people's buttons. I mean, shit, she pushed mine till I was like, fucking done. I'm out. And I mean, fuck, sad to say, and I don't think I've said it out loud, but shit, I hit my mom. I dropped her on her ass one day. You know, she wouldn't let me take my fucking car. And I was like, fuck. And, you know, so I know that's the one thing that she's always holding on to. And that's the reason why our relationship will never get better. Because she's always going to hold on to that. And, I mean, fuck, it is what it is, right? But, yeah, no, I know she can push people's buttons. And like I said, I was 17 years old and I said enough. One day I remember jumping up, what do you call those, love seat sofas. And just fucking, I jumped it. I had fucking friends hanging out with us. And I jumped the fucking sofa and just started wailing on this guy. And ever since that day, he never raised his hand again. But but again, nothing to what the fuck you're saying. Nothing close to what you're saying.
That was just that day, because throughout the years, man, this guy just fucked with me in so many ways. It's like, I look back and I'm like, fuck, like, I think a couple years ago, like last year, I was applying for disability, and I seen that I was actually approved for disability back in 2015 when I went on maternity leave to have Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me like $800. He took those because I never seen those.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, damn. I'm like, he took my money. He took my pills. Whenever I had any kind of medicine, he was stealing my pills. He would take food, whatever food we had, and he would go feed his fucking homeless girlfriends or whatever. Like, he'd take my car. He did so much. He just took advantage of us in like every way, shape, and form. And I was so naive to like realize anything. Like, I was just, yeah. I just wanted him to be a dad. I just wanted him to, that's it, just be a dad.
Yeah.
And that was it. He couldn't. He, no matter what he did, he just didn't have it in him to be a goddamn dad.
And whose dad is he?
Andreas.
Oh,
Her
okay.
birthday's coming up, and I feel so bad because I'm like, I told her, I go, I forgot about your birthday, mommy. I'm so sorry. And she goes, all I want for my birthday is a necklace with my dad in it. And I'm like, oh, I feel bad because she wants to see him for the good person. And I don't put shit in her head.
Right.
Let her think, you know, whatever. But I'm like, fuck, like, it's unfortunate. Like, that's his only daughter. And here he is still being a fucking idiot. Like, get your shit together already. Like, be a normal person. Like, go to classes. Do what you got to do. And just be a dad. Like, teach her better. Show her better. Like, put the standards for her, like, high, like, to where nobody's going to ever hurt her or disrespect her, but instead, you know, he did the opposite. Yeah, that is what it is, but
yeah.
I hope that the time he did do in prison hopefully helped him, and he's hopefully a better person, you know, sale to do the same shit. He's been out since for, like, 2-3 weeks, so.
No idea where you guys live
it's
at?
It's on him. No, it's up to him. Like, are you going to come out and be sober and, you know, stay straight? Or are you going to come out and be an idiot?
Yeah.
He has the choice to do what he wants to do, but...
I hope by now you own a taser.
I do. Lydia got me one from TJ.
Nice.
Yeah, she got me one from TJ, and then I had pepper spray, but... I got rid of it because fucking Ryan pepper sprayed Andrea.
Oh, shit.
I know. I was like, here's this little 4-year-old all pepper sprayed, poor thing.
Oh, man.
So I got rid of the stupid pepper spray, but yeah, but it's crazy because even having all these things, like, I'm telling you, at the time of the moment, I had a stupid taser when he attacked me. But at the time of the moment, you can't even think. Like, he's rolled up on me. I was at McDonald's on by Walmart one time, and me and I'm getting the kids, you know, they're situated with their food.
Yeah.
And he just fucking rolls up on me. Like, I freeze. Like, when I say I freeze, I can't even, like, function. I can't. I start shaking and I'm, like, stuck like an idiot because he's just, like, that one person that I know he's gonna fucking end me. Like, I've seen him at Walmart. He's such a dick. Fucking asshole on his goddamn bike. I should have ran his stupid ass over. I went for a pickup order, the curbside
yeah.
pickup order. Doesn't this motherfucker in his fucking bike, and to top it off, a fucking kid bike, not even a big bike, a little fucking kid bike, rolls in and takes my curbside parking?
What the fuck?
But he did it with the whole intention, and he just looked at me like, what, bitch? And I was like, oh, I swear, that's why I said I should have just ran his ass over. But
damn.
I'm just like, ugh, just like, without, like, I'm not scared of nobody, but that motherfucker scares me, like.
I mean, he put you through shit for 10 years.
I think it scares me because it's like, I know it's either he's going to hurt me or I'm going to kill him.
Right.
And I think that's the scary part is like, it's not going to end good regardless.
Right.
So
have you guys ever thought about leaving Ventura County?
I have. I've been telling Isaac that I want to leave because we went to New Mexico and I felt so free.
Right.
I was like, I feel so free. Like, I can just breathe. I can walk. I don't have to be worried about anything. This time that he was locked up, unfortunately, I found out too late that he was locked up. So I had like 2-3 months of freedom, but it felt good. Like,
yeah.
just to, you know, be able to be myself and just not have to worry about, like, fuck, is that him? Like, is he rolling up on us or something?
Yeah.
But it's just our moms. That's what keeps us here is the fact that my mom's so old.
Right,
and then
that's
his
right.
Mom's
that's
so
right.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then we're just like, well, let's just wait till our moms. And I'm like, fucking bitches, I'm gonna end up dying before they do. Like, shit, man. For real. I'm like, fuck. I'm gonna be sacrificing my life for you guys.
Damn.
I just wanna leave. Like, right now, I'm actually looking for, we're looking for a bigger house. And I found a 4-bedroom, 5-bedroom, 3-bath. But it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath inside, and then the outside being a 1-bedroom, 1-bath.
Okay.
And I go, put the bitches over there. Like, we're good. All right, let's go. Come on. And
yeah.
He goes, you're really trying to leave with everybody. And I go, yeah. Like, come on.
Honestly, Janet, the my lawyer, when I had custody of the kids, she told me that it would be a good idea to get the kids out of Ventura County. And she even told Letty, my wife, that she's like, you need to get Andy out of Oxnard. And even my mother-in-law said, you guys, Andy has been through so much trauma, nothing like yours, but, and that it would do him good to leave. And I struggled at first, you know, moving out here
that
when I was,
trauma
yeah,
bond.
Yeah.
See?
That year that I lived out here was horrible. I mean, I hated it. I wanted to go home, but then when I would drive to Ventura, to Oxnard, to drop off the kids to go visit their mom, the moment we went over the grade and you can see all of Camarillo, Oxnard.
You could smell.
Yes. Yes.
And you're like,
yes. We can be fucking jamming to fucking Vanessa Carlton, you know, like in fucking and White Chicks and shit, right? And the moment you get on top of that grade and you look down, that fucking song goes to from la 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 da 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 da. Oh, fuck. Fuck, mm-hmm. We're back.
And then the vibes, you I used to tell my mother, she's not my mother-in-law no more, Ryan's grandma, I used to tell her, because when I lived with her in Temecula, she would let me drive out here, and I would tell her, I hate it. And she's like, why? And I go, it's like a black cloud.
Yeah.
It's like I have to break through that fucking cloud, mm-hmm. but I have a special VIP because I'm from here.
Yeah.
And I go, I fucking hate it. It's gross. It's a gross feeling. You can feel it. You can feel the net. You can smell it. And I was like, everything. But it's funny because you're like the only person that sees it like that. Nobody else tells me that. And I go, how do you know? I go, it's literally right when you hit the grade. Literally at the grade.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Smell it. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the moment you hit the top of that grid, you look down and you see Camarillo, Ventura, Oxnard, all that. It's like,
it's supposed to be pretty.
I think there was one time where we actually planned a visit to family and friends and stuff. That it didn't feel like that because we knew where we were going, you know. But when I was taking the kids to go visit their mom, it was like kind of like, this is what we're here for. God. Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
I think
that's too. That's probably why, because you have all the negative. Like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's like, it's, you know, it's traumas. And, you know, that's where the trauma was created in, you know, Oxnard or whatever, Ventura County and shit. And it's like, it sucks. It sucks. And I guarantee, and if it wasn't for your mom, but I would guarantee that, you would be better off getting out of there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. And I thought about it before. I even was like, I'm just going to leave her. But that hurts my heart. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Shit. Well, fuck. It's time for me to go to bed because I got to go to work tomorrow. But, I mean, Janet, thank you for coming on and, you know, sharing a story that you've been wanting to share for a very long time. And,
I just want basically others to know that it's okay, you know, and there's somebody to talk to, because I know that people feel trapped, and I get a lot of women who message me and ask me, like, what do I do? How do I do this? You know, and it's fine. Like, reach out. Like, reach out to your other people. Like, have confidence. Like,
we
should all be able to help each other.
I love you for the fact that you were going to share your story on your TikTok, and you're like, nah, I told Andres first.
Yeah, did it and I ended it real quick. I was like,
I told him this first, so thank you for that.
Yeah, I told my husband too, and he goes, oh, I give you props, mad respect. And I was like, he's been waiting like a whole year. I felt so guilty, and I was like, oh, fuck,
nah.
I can't do this.
No worries. Aww. Thank you. You know that I've been here, like I said, there's, you know, hopefully you got something off your chest that you've been holding on to for a while. And if, you know, that's what this podcast is for, you know. And so I got to get to bed. You probably have to go attend to your babies. So, Janet, like I end every podcast, thank you for running with me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We'll see you next time again, Abed.
All righty, then. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Night.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Indie Podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.